Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Let's talk summer festivities. Whether it's celebrating graduations, jetting off on summer adventures, or dancing the night away at the epic end of summer wedding, Macy's has got you covered. Seriously, Macy's is like my summer savior. I have a fancy wedding on the horizon, so now I'm on the hunt for the perfect black tie dress, and you better believe Macy's is my first stop. I mean, with brands like DKNY and Michael Kors, it's a no-brainer. Macy's is the MVP of wedding season. And speaking of summer vibes, I'm already daydreaming about lazy days by the pool. Macy's is my go-to for all things poolside. Bathing suits that make you feel like $1 million, beach towels to soak up the sun, and even floaties to keep the kids entertained. They've seriously got it all. So whether you're glamming up for a special occasion or stocking up for summer fun, shop at Macy's.com or in-store to find everything you need to make this summer unforgettable. Don't miss out. Shop at Macy's.com or in-store, and let's make this summer one for the books.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Mic check. Mark check.
Mic check. One,
check,
two.
Check, 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 check.
Check, check, hey.
Check, check,
everybody
check.
Sounds great.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in.
Scrubbing in.
I'm kind of in a mood today.
Oh, no. A good one or a bad one?
A bad one.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Why?
I think it's like my period.
Oh, I just finished.
Oh, we're not in sync anymore.
Like I'm like dribble drabble.
Okay. Thank you for that visual.
No problem.
That was descriptive.
No problem.
I haven't started yet. So this is where I'm really in like a rage state.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... But this one's really been like, there's been a consistent rage feeling for like a week, which hasn't been good for anyone, specifically Haley, that I've been around.
Uh-oh.
So I've been just like waiting on it, which is maybe the worst because you're like, just come because then I
yeah,
can.
Yeah, I'm surprised because we were synced up completely last month and now you're a week behind me.
I know. I'm synced with Allie now, weirdly.
Weird.
Yeah, moved on.
Yeah.
My syncing sister has moved on. So anyways, yeah, I'm just feeling on edge.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Need to talk things out? Need to talk about anything?
No.
Okay.
Just.
Are you on edge with me?
No.
Oh, great.
I haven't seen you. Yeah, everyone in this room is mostly safe.
Clear. Okay, good.
Just myself.
Okay. And Haley.
Haley, I have made amends with because, you know, I was like, sorry for being snappy. You didn't deserve that.
Yeah. Okay.
So I do recognize my wrongdoings after I stop seeing red.
Yeah. Self-reflection. Literally.
No, like it is.
I'm so
No,
funny.
I don't. I haven't seen red. I'd love to see red.
Right.
But I haven't yet.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm on the other side of the fence.
Yeah. Well, so how are you doing? What phase are you in?
So I am in my dribble drabble. So I'm very end of my menstrual, going into my follicular phase.
Is
which
follicular
means
good?
Follicular is basically, you could think of follicular as fire.
Fire.
Yeah.
Like that's fire when, emoji?
Yeah. Like okay. That's just when you're like the most productive.
But not rage.
Feeling the vibe. No. Yeah. Rage comes before the period.
Is that luteal?
Luteal, correct. Good job,
I've
Becca.
Been in my luteal for ever, it feels.
Yeah. Deep luteal premenstrual is very dark times for me.
I'm into deep luteal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yikes.
Okay, great. So you're about to enter fire era.
Yeah, I'm about to enter my fire era. I don't want to talk about it today, but maybe at our next podcast I can talk about
what
it.
What a
I'm
tease.
I know. Deep tease. Everybody tune in next week. I'm going to do something really exciting as a Survivor fan.
Oh my gosh. Why can't you talk about that?
Because I don't know for sure if it's happening or not, so I don't want to like jinx anything.
Did the season just end?
No, it's not ending.
It's not a live reunion?
No, it's not.
Oh.
No. But
how do you get into those things? Because I always think of that. Every time I see a live Survivor reunion, because I used to watch that all the time, we're way behind. But
they don't do those anymore, remember?
They don't?
Post-Pandy, all the... So back in the day, Survivor, they would like cast all the votes in Fiji or wherever they were. And then Jeff would walk off and then he would walk onto a set in like New York or LA. And there would be a live audience where they read all the, read the winner to everybody in the room. But post-pandemic, the seasons that I've watched after, he reads them in Fiji.
Oh.
So there's no live audience portion anymore.
But there is a reunion, isn't there?
Yes, there is a reunion.
Okay.
But they do it kind of all there. Like they bring out pizza and champagne and it's all kind of there.
Well, that's sad because one of my favorite parts is watching them reinflate.
Yeah.
Back to their normal sizes after not eating for 39 days or whatever.
Yeah.
That's always fun.
It is very fun to see
and
that.
And then they put on makeup and do their hair and you can't recognize
at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is interesting.
I saw this TikTok where this girl went on a date with this guy and he was like bashing reality TV and he started, she was on Survivor. Don't ask who she was or what season. I have no idea. And she's like, oh, you know, and he's like, yeah, you know, all that stuff's fake. Like they're giving them food and stuff. And she's like, no, I don't think so. And finally, like she kind of was like, I don't like to be the person who's like, well, I was actually on Survivor. So finally, once he said enough like things that as if he knew about it, he goes, what were you like on the show? And she was like, yeah.
Who was it?
Let me see.
Okay, no, it's
you
fine. You don't have to
talk.
Yeah, you don't have to look.
Yeah, don't do that to me.
Yeah,
right
it's
now.
Okay.
I'm
it's
in
okay.
my deep luteal.
Yeah, okay. Well, so that's very exciting. And then I actually wanted to talk to you because I used you this weekend as a bridge.
With whom?
Chrishell from Selling Sunset.
Love her.
So I know you do. I know you guys are like pals, palling around.
Yeah, we're pals.
And I don't know if you remember the TikTok Stitch.
Heard around the world. Not really around the world, but around our community.
Correct. So I did a trending report on Chrishell for the morning show and they made a video, like the video trending report, and she stitched my trending report and basically like debunked it.
She didn't stitch it, she green screened it.
Oh, green.
Reacted the whole time.
I've never had anybody do that before. It was so scary. I like checked because in my mind I go, oh my gosh, did I misquote the guy? Because it was the guy Jason that she was dating.
Yeah.
I'm like, did I misquote the guy? So I like checked the source like 5 times. I did not misquote him. But she green screened my trending report. And so I've always just thought that she hates me. I'm like, oh my gosh, she hates me.
But you showed it to us a few minutes ago. She seemed just amused by it more than like angry about it.
Like, she's like tired of like BS being spread. So she's like, let me clear the air. She was like smiling in the video.
Yeah.
She's not like, I'm sick of these freaking news. This blonde.
Get you.
Yeah, that's what it felt like because I've never. I felt in trouble.
Yeah.
That's exactly
you
how
don't
I
like
felt.
Being in trouble.
I don't like being in trouble.
No.
And it's weird because when I'm doing like, I guess also the podcast, when I'm recording anything, I forget that people are listening. You know what I mean?
And that's what makes you great, by the way. And I've said that for many years.
But when you see the Chrishell of the world stitch green screen my trending report, it put me in a panic. Uh-huh. I was in a tizzy and I was like, oh my gosh. And Becca's friends with this girl. Now she hates me. So anyways, cut to this weekend.
BB Rex's Christmas party.
BB Rex's Christmas party brought us together. So we go to BB Rex's Christmas party. Mind you, there was no attire on the invitation. BB was in like a full, nice, beautiful looking, like a gown, like gorgeous, formal attire.
Yeah.
Me and my friends show up in snowman sweaters.
But like chic. Y'all had like tights and boots on. It was a vibe.
But it was like ugly sweater vibes.
They were not horribly ugly though.
Right. Yeah.
You made it as cute. You made it cute. It was like holiday cute.
Yeah. But I felt kind of like, oh my, we should have been more formal because it was more like a formal affair.
Little cocktail.
Yeah, it was like cocktail or like cocktail tables, you know.
It's like nice. The live orchestra.
Yeah, it was like a very chic Christmas party. Uh-huh. And we just romp in with snowman sweaters. But
just stopping by.
Just stopping by. But she got this, it was like a live, there's like a four-piece orchestra, and these girls are playing, I don't even know these instruments, like cello and violin and like
those are them.
String instruments.
Yeah.
But they're doing cool, they do Christmas songs, and they're like doing all these like old school songs. They did like the thong song on like violin. It's like really, really cool.
And it was a Christmas staple. Yeah.
But Chriselle into this party, and I was like, oh my gosh, this girl, I'm so scared. I don't think she likes me. She stitched green screened this trending report that I did. But I was like, she's really good friends with Becca. So Paulina was like, well, just go say hi and say like, I'm friends with Becca. Hi, you know? And I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. So like sitting in the corner, and she was sitting in like the corner next to us. And I was like, I'm not going to like go over to like her her crew. So she like went over to the bar and then came back to her thing, and we made eye contact. So I was going to smile, and then that was going to be my moment to like go in. Mm-hmm. She made eye contact and quickly kept on moving. So I was like, oh my gosh, she really does hate me.
She
remembers the trending report green screen stitch video. And I was so panicked. So then cut to, we were singing All I Want for Christmas Is You. BB pulls Chriselle up to sing with her. Sophia's singing up there. Sophia pulls me up there, and I'm just singing with Chriselle. And I'm like, this is my moment.
Yeah.
So we finished the song, and I was like, oh, hey, I just want to say hi. I'm Tanya. I know you're good friends with Becca. And so I just want to say hi and Merry Christmas. She goes, I knew you looked familiar. And in my head, I was like, I hope it was not from the green screen stitch video.
Oh, yeah. She knew why you looked familiar.
Because I thought you looked familiar. Yeah, I love Becca. And I was like, yeah, okay. And then I was like, Merry Christmas. Bye.
Wow. So you didn't invite her on the podcast.
No. I figured you guys had already hashed that out.
Yeah, I have. I've tried.
Yeah, it was my way of extending my olive branch of saying I'm sorry about doing my trending report, and I feel like we've
put it past you.
Put it past us. Yeah.
Okay. Feels. Yeah.
Yeah. So I used you.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Use me whenever you need.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It felt like I needed to in that moment.
Yeah. Like, what else were you gonna say? Hey, sorry I got the story wrong.
I didn't get the story wrong.
You know
wrong.
What it was? It wasn't about the story. It was about y'all's reactions to the story, because you and Sisney were both like, that's so weird. It's creepy.
Yeah, true. We were like, it wasn't about the story. Who has time for that?
Yeah. Yeah.
But that, if you heard that somebody was logging into somebody else's...
You've done some weird things post-breakup. So sometimes you just get a little...
Weird.
Silly. Sometimes you do a little couple of silly things here and there,
you know, and sometimes those silly things work,
and sometimes the delulu becomes the salulu. Oh, and we were saying last night that Jared and Ashley's story is the most like Ashley made all the girls who straddle the line of delusion think like it can work out.
Yeah. You know what was actually interesting? We drove to Dean and Caitlin's wedding from the airport. So it was like an hour. We were in the car for an hour with Jared and Ashley. And Robbie didn't know their story.
Wow.
So he got the full backstory, and he was astonished.
I would love to listen to them tell the story, like with both of their perspectives. Because I really only know mostly Ashley's.
Right, right. Yeah, because then he would chime in, and Robbie was like, had popcorn. He was like, this is so good.
I would love to have them on the podcast just to talk. That's a good, it's a rom-com.
Yeah, it is a rom-com.
It really is. But yeah, so I'm glad that you and Chriselle made amends.
Yeah, so 2024 is looking strong to have her on the podcast.
Great. I went to a holiday party as well. I did a lot this weekend. There was a lot happening.
I know.
Yeah, it was a lot. It's like you think this time of year is going to slow down. This part of it is like crazy.
Yeah.
So Friday, Haley was supposed to have work, and her work, she had like a writing session. It got canceled. And I had mentioned wanting to go. I was like, I would love to go to Universal Studios during the day and just like on a random day and just go. So she was like, my writing session got canceled. Do you want to go to Universal Studios? And I was like, yeah. So we just went and got in and out, went to the park, and spent like most of the day there just cruising around Universal. It was so fun.
Are we going to talk about your text to me a week ago?
Yeah. Do you want to do it right now?
We could do it when we get back.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? And guess what? Macy's is celebrating in a big way. I was browsing Macy's online the other day, and I couldn't help but notice that they're highlighting some incredible AAPI-owned brands. I'm talking about names like Carden, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. Brands that bring innovation, style, and diversity to the table. But wait, it gets even better. Macy's isn't just celebrating with fashion, they're also giving back. Throughout the month of May, you can support college access and student success by donating online or rounding up your purchase in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA Scholars is an incredible nonprofit organization dedicated to empowering Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students to achieve their academic and professional dreams. And you can be a part of that mission simply by rounding up your purchase at Macy's checkout. Trust me, every little bit helps. So join me and Macy's this May in celebrating Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month and shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Let's celebrate culture, style, and education together.
All right. I'll get into Universal in a moment, but let's flash back to about a week before Universal.
Mm-hmm.
I have been, I would say recklessly eating whatever I want, baking, eating just like if I crave it, I eat it. Mm-hmm. Like, no boundaries.
Since, like, 2005?
Well, since, like,
1988. Okay.
Wow.
Okay, wow.
But there are moments where I'm a little more balanced. This was, like, I'm all about balance is really my thing. This was, like, extremely unbalanced.
Uh-huh.
Like, Haley would be like, I'm going to make a healthy dinner. I'm like, enjoy. I'm getting whatever I want.
Uh-huh.
Where normally I'd be like, okay, like, this will be my one healthy meal of however long I can
go.
Right. So I reach out to Tanya because I'm like, you know, Tanya has like a crazy schedule and her life's really busy and she somehow has like energy for it all. And she still like will go on a run somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, hey, I've just been feeling really lethargic. And normally when I want to change my eating habits, it's more like vanity purposes. Like I want to lose weight. This was like a desperate plea of like, how do I get energy? So
I felt enlisted. Like I felt like enlisted in that moment.
Called to service.
I felt called to service. Yeah.
She's like, I would love to help you. You can do this. I think if you just cut out soda and fast food, like, you'll notice a huge difference.
That was my step one with you. Like, I was like, I'm not even going to take her from 0 to 100 because I think that's very drastic.
Right.
And like, I'm not going to tell you how I eat and when I eat because I think it's too much for you. I said, I think for the first week, let's just make two changes.
Too much in the sense that it's too big of a change, not too much food for me.
Too much change for Becca.
Right.
So I said, let's take it slow. And the first week, let's do no soda and no fast food and eat whatever else you want.
Sunday that we had.
This was on a Sunday.
Okay. So yeah, it was like Monday, fresh start. Let's go. Monday and Tuesday, I do pretty well.
Yeah. And I'm waking up early and I'm texting Becca, how's your day go?
How's my girl? What are we having today? What's the plan?
You know, if it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you.
Inspirational quotes left and right. And the end of the day, like, how do we do today? And I'm like, this is LOL because like, I am not an accountability person. Like, I cannot be held accountable. Like, I don't even know what it would take. I'm not inspired by that because I can just ignore it, you know? And that's problematic. I am aware this is not a good quality to have. I'm just saying I'm aware. So Wednesday comes and I go, this is a whole nother story I have to get to, but I get this laser done on my face. It's called the Moxie laser. And I was told it's about 2 days of like your skin having downtime and then you're totally fine. She does the laser on me and she finishes and she goes, oh, she's like, you're a sweller. And I'm like, I don't know what this means, but my face is on fire because they were like, okay, when you like, It's a little spicy, but you get numb before. So it's just kind of spicy. Yeah. And they're like, but when you're done, it'll just look like you went on a long run. You'll be flushed. Allie, who I did it with, looked flush. Just like a little pink in the cheeks. I looked like I had baked in the sun in Hawaii for a day and a half with no sunscreen. My face was swollen and pink. And I was like, I had seen a TikTok of someone eating Popeyes and I thought, that is what I need to comfort me right now. So I get home. I order like everything. I ordered like chicken tenders, french fries, mashed potatoes and gravy.
You didn't tell me all this. Mac and cheese,
biscuits, a strawberry biscuit. I did tell you about the strawberry
biscuit. The strawberry biscuit is all I got.
Yeah, well, that was all you needed to know. And I enjoyed it. And so I felt no guilt. I was like, that was great. Hit the spot. And Donnie was like, how did we do today? What did you have? Like, well, I had Popeyes. I felt defiant at that point because my face is on fire. I didn't care what anyone said. I did what I did. So yeah, it went downhill after that.
I was even encouraging after that. I was like, okay, you know what? It's all right. Tomorrow's a brand new day.
It's not a setback.
Every setback is a comeback.
Yeah.
Yep. Tomorrow's a new day. It's okay. Yeah. New energy.
I think I actually did okay the next day. I think I was fine. And then
Universal
Friday
came.
Universal comes, had some in and out, went to the park, got a corn dog, but it wasn't good. So I only had a couple bites. I didn't even like make myself eat it. No, like sometimes like Disney corn dogs. Oh my God. Universal corn dogs, a little too salty for me. The ween? Too salty. Overly salted ween.
I don't think I've ever complained about a salty ween before.
No, it was over. Really? I love salt. It was too salty.
In your weens?
Well, like, I don't know. I'm not overly salting a ween. So that's
what I'm
saying.
You shouldn't have to salt a ween.
That's what I'm saying.
There should be salt.
Those are sodium tubes, those guys.
The sodium tube, too salty. So anyways, cut myself off. Said, I don't need that. Sodium bloat, don't need it. So I went to the popcorn line. That was incredible. Had that. And then had like a soul, like Japanese soul food for dinner at our favorite place, which no regrets. Didn't do great. Saturday comes. Felt like I needed a snack midday. We watched the Home Alone series. So we had a very like, you know, Christmassy morning because we had a Christmas party.
Even three?
We started three, but like, I like the first and second ones so much better.
Three is just, you can't. It's just one and two.
But I don't think Haley had ever seen the first and second one because she was like, I love Home Alone 3. And then we watched the first and second. She couldn't wait to continue watch it. Like, we had gone to sleep at mid middle of the second one, and she was like, I can't wait to finish Home Alone 2. I was like, have you ever seen this movie before? So anyways, I decided I needed some chips, and they were siete, made some nachos.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Ordered some press freeze.
Great.
Healthy.
Yeah.
And then ordered a Wetzel pretzel.
Oh my gosh. It's just like 1 week I asked for. Just 1 week of no fast food and soda.
Yeah. So it's not been going well.
Yeah.
But she keeps trying, which I appreciate. Like even last night, I had just finished eating like this Mexican feast in Riverside because we went to the Festival of Lights at Mission Bay.
Mission Inn.
And Donnie's like, how are we doing? I'm like, great. I just had an incredible Mexican fiesta.
Yeah. And I was like, all right. I feel like we're on two different wavelengths here.
Yeah. So it's not been...
So I feel like you are not enlisting me anymore. Like, you're not taking me seriously. I don't feel as though you are taking me seriously.
Here's the thing. It's not you. It's me.
Well, I know, but you enlisted me.
I just was
and then
like,
you're not.
I wasn't actually asking for you to be like my Teddy Mellencamp.
Oh, well, that's what it felt like. That's
all in with Tanya Redd.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. I was like, I am here for this journey with you.
You took that on more than I asked for you to take that on. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so it was a miscommunication.
Sure.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I think you could say words.
No, I'm just enjoying the show. Yeah, I guess it was a miscommunication.
Well then.
But it's okay. I appreciate, like, I did see your text and go like, all right, maybe the next meal I'll try to make a better decision. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I did and sometimes I didn't.
So now I'm off. So now I'm just like,
you don't need to take this on.
I was happy to take it on.
Well, you can continue.
I just don't know
if you're going to get the results from me.
There are going to be more miscommunications.
I need
if you take
to lower your expectations.
I thought I gave you the lowest expectations I had. Like,
oh,
truly.
Well,
like,
then yeah, you're off the hook.
I feel like I gave you the best setup possible to mm-hmm. like crush your first week with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like fail, fail, fail.
She doesn't see it as fail.
Yeah, I think you're seeing it the wrong way.
Uh-huh.
She sees it more as living out.
Okay.
For someone in a deep luteal, I need you to know that I am not seeing this as a fail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
So, yeah. You know, I didn't tell you this, though. So, have you been to Universal recently? Ever?
Yeah, Universal's not really my kind of thing because, like, the motion sickness is not, it's, like, really bad there.
Oh, because it's all like simulators.
It's all simulators, a lot of screens. Yeah. And like, I think I could puke 10 times at Universal.
That's fair.
Challenge accepted.
Fun. There's like fun though. Like you can like, if you were.
I like the
you
lands.
You love Harry Potter,
yeah.
Right?
Like I like going to the lands and like seeing the wands and like doing that stuff. But the rides are not so much for me.
That's okay. Okay. Well, you know, when you go down to the Super Mario World.
Yes.
Okay. So you know how they have like multiple escalators?
Oh yeah. The Starway.
The Starway. So we went down the escalators and then on the way back up, I was like, Haley, let's take the stairs. Oh, so we walked up.
Yeah.
I've done that. That's intense.
I do it every time. I love it.
I was eating my popcorn and drinking my soda, just like crushing it. And Haley was like, oh, she would like stop and be like, wow, look at the view. And it's like a construction zone. And I'm like, oh yeah. I was like, if you need a break, it's okay. So we did do that. That was a lot of stairs.
That's a thigh burn right there.
That's so funny because I literally do the same thing if I'm ever hiking with Robbie and like I'm getting tired, but I don't want to say I'm getting tired. Yeah. I'm like, wait, we have to stop. It's such a. I want to take a selfie. It's so pretty, the view.
Yeah, she wished there was a pretty sight to look at, but it was like they were literally, it was a bulldozer with dirt.
That's funny.
345 steps on the Universal Starway.
Yeah. And we passed an employee coming down the stairs and he was like, good job, you guys. So I felt super validated.
And in my mind, Ethan knew that. He didn't look it up. I'd like to, don't tell me otherwise. I want to believe you knew that.
I call it the Sky Escalator. That's what I used to call it. But the official name is the Starway, and I love it. My favorite ride there.
Does your sweatshirt sometimes go out? Like, does it not show?
Or did you have it
inside out?
This is a very funny sweatshirt, actually. AMC Theaters made merch earlier this year, and they made a shirt that says, "We make movies better." And so I ordered it, and they printed it with gray ink. This is supposed to be like black. It's gray ink on a gray sweater. You cannot read it at all. And Allison, my lovely wife, bought this for me, and she complained to them. I was like, hey, what's going on here? Like, and they sent me a new one with the right ink, but it's like way too small.
Oh.
It's a large. It doesn't fit. Jeez. So I'm like, oh God, the one that doesn't fit, but you can read it. This kind of makes me laugh. So I
it's kind of avant-garde.
It's kind of chic. Yeah.
It's like avant-garde. Cool, right?
I have one of those from the promo room. It's a Billie Eilish t-shirt, but you can't tell because it's all you can't see it. It's like blue on blue, and you can't tell that it's a Billie Eilish t-shirt.
Yeah, it's
but
a
I
weird
wear
move.
It and I feel it's hip. Cool.
Do you know that I was in an article for Them magazine? Is it Them magazine or Them? And it was like it was called like The Subtle Art of Coming Out, and it was like Billie Eilish, Chrishell, Becca Tilly. I'm just like with legends.
What?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's me.
Well, can you send that article on over?
That's yeah, cool. I'll pass it. I'll yeah. send it to everybody.
Yeah, thanks.
I'll blast it for
you. Yeah, give us that PR blast.
So, yeah, we did Universal. Great. 10,000 steps.
What rides did you do?
So we did we did both of the Harry Potter rides. Are there three?
There's two.
Okay, we did both of them.
All right.
The roller coaster's oddly quick. Happens very fast.
There's rules there because there's people's homes so close to that theme park. So they have rules about the outside roller coasters. They don't want them to be too thrilling because you'll scream and annoy the neighbors.
Whoa.
But it goes yeah. really fast, so it does make you scream.
Yeah,
they
it is very
really
short,
avoid
though.
Anything. And then Haley, we go on the one that's the simulator, and it was our first ride of the day. And Haley didn't know, but then like she was on the edge and there was like a skeleton figure. And she screamed like like a genuine scream and squeezed my hand the whole ride. I was like, have you ever been on a ride before?
It's not real.
It was so funny. I was like, these are not even a real, there's not even a figure here. It's a screen.
There's 10-year-olds on this yeah. ride.
Hey.
Like there were children.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she was like, I wasn't prepared for that. So I had a butterbeer frozen and, we hit around 10,000 steps. It was a great day.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day we lazled and watched Home Alone. And then we went to a Christmas party and the invitation said, holiday chic, which, you know, that's subjective.
No, not really. It's like chic.
Yeah, but you could say what y'all had on the other night was holiday chic.
No, ours was not holiday chic. We were in snowman sweatshirts.
Yeah, but you had like tights and over-the-knee boots. So that's holiday plus chic.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was like, make sure you're comfortable to eat because we were having a dinner, you know?
Oh, nice.
So that was fun. And then I saw Francia there.
Yeah.
She's really sweet.
She is really
sweet. I mean, I think we talked about this when we had her on the podcast, but she loves Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we always connect over that. And then
it's a great equalizer.
It's something that everyone has at least watched an episode of.
Yeah. And like they get it. Like they'll get it. You know, just like with like the nod.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, yeah, we went to the lights at Mission Inn. So it was just a lot. It's a busy, busy weekend.
I hear ya.
Yeah.
Mama is tired.
Mama
is tired.
This character.
I actually met this woman. I met this woman at the gym, and she was showing her girlfriend this like her wedding dress. And I was like, oh, I'm just like, I'm eavesdropping. I'm like, oh my gosh, can I see? Like, da da. And I was like, congratulations. When did you get engaged? And she goes, 2 weeks ago. I was like, oh. You have your dress? She goes, yeah, I think this is it. I was like, wow.
I think everyone expected that would be
and
you,
she
Tanya.
Goes, I go, when are you getting married? She goes, November something, 2024, Costa Rica. I was like,
she planned this before she got the ring.
I literally was like, I got to go. I got to get out of here. I'm having anxiety just having this conversation.
I do, without putting pressure on you, need you to get a date because the wedding spots are filling up in our friend group.
Tell me about it. I was like, okay, so May is out of the question. November is now out of the question. September is out of the question.
We need like a July?
That's too birthday. Soon. I did make one big step though.
What? Oh, yeah. I was going to.
Should we take a break and come back?
Oh, wow. Good tea. Tanya, oh, what a pro you are. Damn.
I told you I'm on fire. Follicular fire.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? And guess what? Macy's is celebrating in a big way. I was browsing Macy's online the other day, and I couldn't help but notice that they're highlighting some incredible AAPI-owned brands. I'm talking about names like Carden, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve, brands that bring innovation, style, and diversity to the table. But wait, it gets even better. Macy's isn't just celebrating with fashion, they're also giving back. Throughout the month of May, you can support college access and student success by donating online or rounding up your purchase in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA Scholars is an incredible nonprofit organization dedicated to empowering Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students to achieve their academic and professional dreams. And you can be a part of that mission simply by rounding up your purchase at Macy's checkout. Trust me, every little bit helps. So join me and Macy's this May in celebrating Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month and shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. Let's celebrate culture, style, and education together. Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. This week, May 6th through May 13th, Rakuten is having their biggest cashback event of the year. It's a festival of savings with big cash back at hundreds of stores. Don't miss headliners like Ulta, Good American, and Dyson, and top categories like fashion, beauty, electronics, and home essentials. I'm so excited to shop for all new makeup and even some pet products and treats for my dog, Sunny. And during Big Give Week, the cashback is bigger than ever. This is the perfect time to shop for everything you need for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Rakuten really is the best way to shop. You can save by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, Rakuten deposits your cash back directly into your PayPal account, or they can send you a check. Rakuten has 15 million members who are already saving, and you can be one of them. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of the 15% cashback. You won't see higher cashback rates than these. So go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app, R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers, get it.
All right, so you made a huge step in the wedding planning process.
Yeah, you know, I've discovered something about myself. It's so funny because all my friends, like a lot of our friends have gotten engaged in the past like year, and everybody is like, there's more weddings next year than I've ever had in a year in my life, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Including your own?
Not even including my own. But what I realized is the whole, like the first step when you get married, and correct me if I'm wrong, people that have had weddings in here, is to get a guest list and a venue. That's like the first step, right?
I think we did venue first, and then, which coincided with date. Venue led to date, and that led to guest list.
That is what we did too.
Okay. Yeah. So what I'm realizing is this first step has been very hard for me. Like I'm just having a really hard time getting through this phase. And I think once I get through that phase, it will be easy to plan and I'll like have fun doing all that. But this beginning phase is like not it for me. So I've like been like putting it off. And I'm like, okay, I need to like, now the dates are getting
booked.
Yeah. We were more like the person you ran into. Like I proposed on, it was like a Labor Day. It was Labor Day weekend, and let everyone know. And I remember Monday, the next the next work day, I was at work at Disneyland, and I got a text saying, hey, what do you think about this date instead of the date you were thinking? I'm like, oh, well, it's moving fast. Like, they had a venue and a date within a week.
Yeah. Yes. It's very different.
And it's been what, 4 months you've been engaged?
No, September, October, November.
3 months.
So like not even three.
Okay.
About three. And I just texted Brad today and I was like, I think I'm ready to like do dresses at the beginning of next year. So like I'm starting to kind of like get into that phase because we're slowly getting closer and closer. But what we did get done this week was we officially asked Ryan to officiate our wedding.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ryan Seacrest, everybody.
Yeah. And like, I wanted to do it in like a cute, thoughtful way, not just like, hey, can you officiate our wedding?
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I got a record, like an old record, because
mm-hmm.
like radio,
like, you know, a like vinyl music, record,
yeah. like mm-hmm. a vinyl record, and repainted it to the front. So it said like, Ryan, we have a question to ask. And then you open the vinyl and on the vinyl, it said, will you marry us?
Cute.
And then on the back was like a letter that we wrote, like just like a little, mm-hmm. you know, cute letter. And then, so we sat down with him at coffee in the same courtyard that we got engaged, mm-hmm. and Robbie did the actual like official ask. He asked him, and then I handed him the vinyl, and it was like kind of emotional. And then I like waved over our server, the woman, because I'd given her a cake,
mm-hmm.
and so I said, "I'm gonna wave you over. It's probably gonna be like 15 minutes after we sit down. I'm gonna wave you over to like bring it out."
Yeah,
and I said, "Don't bring it unless I wave, because I'm like, what if he says no?"
Right.
So I wave her over to bring the cake, and she brings out this cake that says he said yes.
Uh-huh.
And it was just like really, really cute.
Really cute.
It was really cute.
With his schedule,
correct.
Are you going to have to find a date that works with him now?
Yeah. And I thought that it would be easier than I think it's going to be, because in my mind, I was going to have my wedding around my work schedule anyway.
Uh-huh.
Like I was already planning on doing it around my work schedule because I'm a company girl, mm-hmm. and that's what
no
I do.
No one is more of a company girl than Tanya Rad. I'll tell you that much.
No question about it. And as the producer of that show, I really appreciate it.
As a friend who likes to travel, I don't
appreciate it.
I do respect it.
And so I was already planning on having our wedding around my work schedule. So I was like, oh, it's Ryan's work schedule too,
yeah.
you know, but what I didn't realize is there's like a lot more jobs on his schedule. So there's like American Idol, Wheel of Fortune, et cetera.
He has Saturdays off, right?
Yeah, no, I don't even know if there are Saturdays, but there are like, he basically was like, there's chunks in my schedule where I can make it work. So I just have to figure out those chunks.
So this narrows the wedding date down even more.
It does narrow it down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have the Ryan Seacrest.
Correct.
So the date and the location might be influenced by this.
No, because he basically was like, I'll go wherever, you know, like.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I think he can comfortably get to wherever he needs to get.
Yeah. But I mean, we're also looking at venues far, far, far away. So.
Breaking news.
What?
Breaking.
That's breaking news.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. To those of us that may or may not be invited, that's breaking news.
Oh, that it's not going to be in LA.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, it's all potential, but yeah, it's either going to be in LA or it's going to be far, far away.
She's either saying everyone's invited or no one's invited.
Ryan only.
Yeah. No, actually.
Ryan is representing iHeart.
I think we would still invite the same amount. Again, that's all like we're in the process of like figuring out which invite list is for, you know, LA and for far, far away. But, yeah, he wasn't like, I need you to do it around my schedule. He was just like, I'll try
to make it work.
I'll figure it out. Like, let's look at the calendar and, you know, make it work.
Yeah. Great. This is big news.
Yeah.
So the next step is dress or venue?
I mean, so ideally. Then, well, the girl that I ran into at the gym that got her dress already made me in a tizzy because she's like, yeah, sometimes it takes 10 months to.
Yeah, it's a while.
So I was like, gotta get that thing going. So dress is next on the docket.
Okay.
Yeah. And then everything else.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's moving right along.
You know, it's moving.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have like bridesmaids and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Have those been selected?
Those have been selected.
Well, we're going to have on the show, we are going to have people fight for maid of honor. Remember, we agreed on that.
That was going to happen.
I'm scrubbing in. There's going to be a Tanya off. Who knows her better? And they get to be maid of honor, right?
No.
What do you mean no? That's good radio.
It's good.
It's good.
Yeah.
Are you down? Is Paulina down?
neither of us want to fight over this role, but
yeah, Becca is clearly not wanting the role. And I feel that from you.
I am happy to fill in the role. I just don't think I'm going to be what you want logistically.
What does that mean?
Like, you know how you were like asking about my eating habits?
Yeah.
This is like, Becca, do you have you booked this? Have you done this? What have we done for this?
But that's not so okay. It's okay. It's interesting you bring that up.
Yeah.
Because I was with Sophia and Paulina this weekend when I had this epiphany of the girl with the dress. And I was like, I need to try on dresses.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to be that bride that makes every bridesmaid come to everything and do all the things. And like, I don't want it to be like that. I want people to just come and be a part of what they want to come and be a part of. And I don't need anybody to come or be a part of anything. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's literally the job of the maid of honor and bridesmaids.
Like,
the wedding party is to be at the things to celebrate the wedding.
Not really. Not everything. Like, I was like, if I'm going to go try on dresses and that you don't want to come, like, I am not offended in the slightest. Like, truly not offended at all.
Okay.
It's
well,
a
that's
lot.
That's rare. I don't find that to be a lot at all.
It's all a lot. Like, I'm like, I don't know.
I'm just saying I'm not the most, like, I get things done and I can do it well, but I'm a last minute kind of gal. And Paulina is not a last minute kind of gal. So I'm like, my whole thing is like, my heart is not, I'm not going to be offended if Paulina is chosen because I'm like, I too would choose Paulina over me.
Does anybody hear this?
It feels selfless to me personally.
I think you're right, Tanya. I think it's clear. I think the message is being sent. There's no miscommunication happening right now.
No. It doesn't feel selfless. It feels
selfish.
The opposite.
Interesting.
Ooh, shots fired.
I just am protecting myself, really. In our friendship.
I'm just sitting here telling you I'm going to be like so chill. I'm going to be like the chillest bride. Do you see me in my engagement photos? The venue got booked up. I'm like, it's fine. We'll do it next month. So chill. Couldn't be chiller.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Happy to see this. I will say in our friendship leading up to this point, I wouldn't describe you as chill. So I think I am maybe projecting feelings from an older version of you.
How chill am I? I even said that I was like, I don't want my bridesmaids to be in the same fuddy-duddy dress because I feel like there's never one dress that looks good on everybody. So I was like, I want my bridesmaids and stuff to be in a dress that they like.
That's thoughtful.
How chill is that?
Very chill.
So chill.
Yeah.
Just the same color.
I do not that chill.
I do want cohesion. I just don't need, you
what
know.
Color?
Yeah.
I haven't decided, but I either want white or black.
Mm.
I love a white.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah. So I'm thinking like but everybody in white.
I also see you being like, when you're really thinking about that you've waited all this time to be like the bride, that you're like, wait, everyone else is in white too?
Yeah, but it's like, to me, it's not the white dress that makes me the bride. Like, I'm still going to be the bride.
Yeah.
Something cool about everybody in my bridal party in white and then
what
all the guests
in black.
What if I
show up in a wedding dress?
The veil of bouquet.
You said white. You said white.
Well, I'm going to pre-approve everything, obviously.
Oh, it's chill.
Yeah, very chill. Very chill. Everybody can wear whatever they want. They're going to have a color, and I need to pre-approve everything.
Right.
Yeah. And
otherwise,
the same nail
chill.
Polish color.
Okay. We're chill.
Super chill.
Yeah.
I officiated a wedding this weekend, and
you officiated?
I did.
Wow.
Did you get ordained?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Universal Life Church.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. I've done this one other time. But the bride wanted everyone, the guests included, to wear black. And I was like, leading up to it, Allison and I are both like, oh man, this is going to look like a funeral. This is going to be rough. It looked incredible. Everyone
yeah,
looked great. It looked
so
great.
Chic.
It was awesome. Yeah.
That's what I want. And I think I want everybody in black and then
the
bridal
bride
party
in
white.
Oh.
So like Robbie in a white suit too.
Oh, Robbie's in a white suit.
Mm-hmm. I haven't run this by him, but I think he'd like it.
Yeah. Well, if you're chill, he'll get to choose whatever color he wants, right?
Yeah, I'm super chill. I'm so
Speaking
chill.
Speaking of color, you have told us told us that there has been a color of the year announced
for 2024.
For 2024.
Which is a pretty bridesmaid color dress,
oh,
actually.
It is.
Peach fuzz.
So, yeah.
Are you into it?
Can I be honest? Something about it feels cheap.
Peach fuzz?
Yeah. The color.
Really?
Yeah.
It reminds me of my skin tone.
So it reminds me of the fuzzy hair
on a peach?
On a body.
Oh, on a body.
But you don't like peach the name. Fuzz. If it was a different name, would you like it better?
I actually kind of like the name.
Wow.
Okay. It's more about the color. Yeah, maybe it's because it looks like skin.
It literally looks like the color of my skin.
So that's controversial because I'm not saying that your skin looks cheap. I'm saying that.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty close.
Oh, my God. What?
She's doing a side-by-side with her face and the peach fuzz.
I'll do it in front of the Zoom.
Wow.
It is absolutely matched.
That's remarkable.
So basically, I am the color of 2024.
Okay, I take back what I said. It doesn't look cheap.
Yeah, thank you.
It just looks like skin. And I don't know how to feel about that.
Podcast is really going downhill for me.
It's not, though. It's not going downhill.
Do you know what else, though, I'm obsessed with? Speaking of...
Oh, Amy Robach and TJ... What's her name?
Yeah, Robach.
Robach.
Robach and TJ Holmes.
Yeah, yeah. I always say her name wrong. I always say Robach.
That's what I said.
Is it Robach?
Robach.
Robach. Robaka. Okay, so I am like so invested in this. Do we still call it a scandal?
I think so. No?
I mean, I guess what happened, it was a scandal, but I think everyone's kind of moved.
Moved on?
Yeah.
Yeah, over it. Well, not me. Because I was so interested because they launched this podcast actually with iHeartRadio.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And so I listened to it because I was like so intrigued. And it kind of fired me up because I'm like, these people, first of all, doing that job, they were news anchors on Good Morning America. Getting that role is so hard. It's so much of your life. Like you grind and you grind and you grind to get that gig. Mm-hmm. And then the fact that they lost their jobs because who cares? They claim they didn't have an affair, that their marriages were over. Even if they had an affair, mm-hmm. who cares? Why would you get fired from your job?
I'm with you. I think it's like that's a personal thing that's going on in their lives. It's not.
And also like Mark and Kelly are hosting a show and they're married. So it's like, why the hell do they care?
I have never in my whole life been interested in turning on Good Morning America until I heard the two co-hosts were sleeping together. And then I was like, well, I got to check that show out.
Right. Right.
So I don't get firing them.
I don't get it
either. I think
either.
The goal is ratings. So I don't understand why you would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be like, let's see what the chemistry is this morning.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm with you though. I feel the same. I
genuinely feel bad. Like I'm like, they lost these careers that they spent
so much time grinding. They're about to ramp it up with the podcast at iHeart, so they forget GMA.
There's a new episode coming out tonight at 9, I'd like to say. It's available in the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for that plug.
If you guys are Mark and Easton completionists, our DNA's all over that show. So added to the checklist.
Yeah, I agree. It's a hot take, and I'm with you on it.
Yeah.
I'm with you on this hot take.
What's so funny about
Mark
it?
Mark and Easton completionists. Yeah. I have to listen to every podcast Mark and Easton work on.
You would have a long day.
You would. It's getting a little crazy. Hey, one thing I've noticed, by the way, I saw that you posted on the Facebook group for ideas and what do you like, what do you not like. And a lot of people like the games.
Yeah,
so I've come up
like
with a quick game for the end of the show today because we don't have any emails. So
you
I thought
come
we'd,
up with
I'd
it?
Come up
wow.
with a quickie. It's a quickie.
Great.
It's a fun little game.
Great. Okay.
All right. It's just a celebrity birthday game. I've picked celebrities who have birthdays this week.
Okay.
And you all three. We'll guess. Whoever is closest wins the point.
Are you giving hints?
No hints. I'm giving you the celebrity. You tell me how old they're turning.
Oh, how old they're turning.
Simple. Like, simple.
I'm just supposed to guess out of every celebrity whose birthday.
That would be a long game. like, for example, this isn't one, but of course we all know that Taylor's birthday is Wednesday. And of course you all know how old she's turning.
Yes. 34.
That's right. Very good.
Point for Tanya.
Nope. No, that's not part of the game. Here we go. First up in our special game today, the birthday game is, and Tanya, you'll guess first and then you will rotate. Haley Steinfeld, how old is she turning? And if you know already, you have to disqualify yourself.
Why do I have to disqualify myself?
Because
that's
you know her
there.
Personally.
So who cares? That's not, you did not, did anybody hear that in the rules?
We haven't started the game yet. The rules have been amended now and you
no,
can't
No, no amending of the rules.
You, know
you did
personally.
Not say that.
All right, how old is she turning?
I already know the answer.
You do?
Yes.
All right, then you can't go.
Or why don't I go last?
Oh, you go last. Becca.
I'm going to guess that Haley Steinfeld's turning 26.
Okay. Easton?
I think 25.
25. And Tanya?
27.
You're all wrong. You're all wrong. Today, in fact, Haley Steinfeld turns 28.
Oh,
so Tanya does get the point. Tanya
does
get the point. So it's a point for Tanya. Yeah, she still was wrong, which makes me happy. Becca, how about Jamie Foxx? How old is Jamie Foxx turning this week?
What a tricky, tricky question.
I saw in the news this morning he spent $10,000 on lights for his house. Christmas lights. Looked beautiful.
I bet. It's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jamie's probably in, he's probably, I'm going to guess, probably 52
for Jamie Foxx. Easton.
I was going to say 52, so now I'm going to say 51.
51, wow. Tanya.
46.
46, Jamie Foxx is 56 years old this week. Becca is your winner.
Congrats,
she was
Jamie
the closest.
Foxx. Looking good.
Looking damn good.
He is looking good, truly. Let's go to Easton on this one. Easton.
Mm-hmm.
Raven Simone is birthday. Now, Easton may know her personally from her podcast with iHeartRadio. It's called Raven Time. What's it called?
It's called The Best Podcast Ever.
Best Podcast Ever with Raven Simone. How old is she turning?
Raven Simone is...
Doesn't she host that with her wife?
With her wife, yes. Yeah, okay. Miranda... Okay. I can't remember the last name, but Raven Simone is 37 years old.
37 years old. Tanya.
I'm going to say 39.
39 years old. Becca.
38.
38, 37, 39. They're all right in there. One of you is correct, by the way. One of you gets the bonus because you got it right on the nose. And the winner is whoever said 39 years old.
Wow.
That's Tanya Rand. Tanya
Rand
gets
this game.
All right. Ooh. Next up we have.
Do you want to know how I guessed it?
How'd you guess it?
Because I know she's a little bit older than me.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
that's
damn.
How I guessed it too. And I missed it.
All right. Also with a birthday this week, Vanessa Hudgens. Ooh. Vanessa Hudgens has a birthday this week. Tanya, how old is Vanessa Hudgens turning?
She's turning 34.
34. Becca?
34.
Just got engaged recently to Cole Tucker.
She's actually married. Thank
player.
You for her checking.
Didn't she? Oh, she's got married to the professional baseball player. Thank you very much. Married Cole Tucker. Colorado
I'm
going to
say she's 35.
35. 34. 35. Easton?
Vanessa Hudgens is... 36.
Oh, it's right in your own. And again, one of you has it correct. It's whoever has guessed the age of 35 years old.
Wow.
Becca Tilly
could be president
one.
Now.
Dang
we
it.
Are tied.
The same age.
Becca has two. Tanya has two. Easton has none. Our dear friend, Camilla Luddington, has a birthday this week. We love Camilla Luddington. Been in studio a couple of times. Always a delight. How old is she turning this week, Becca?
I'm going to say she's turning 40.
40 years old, a big milestone, Becca says. Easton, yeah. What do you think?
39.
39 and Tanya.
41.
41, again, right in a row here. One of you is right again, and it is the milestone birthday. She's 40!
Happy birthday, Camilla Luddington.
Becca takes
40?
The lead, 3-2.
Wow,
I'm going to give you two more. We got two more celebrities with birthdays this week. How about... NeNe Leakes, Easton. How old is NeNe Leakes turning this week?
Leakes.
One of the Real Housewives of Atlanta, I want to say.
Yeah.
She's a Real Housewife, NeNe Leakes. How old is she turning?
Oh, man. I've only heard her name. I have no idea what she looks like. I don't know where she stands in the great timeline.
Uh-huh.
NeNe Leakes is 44.
We go 44 on NeNe Leakes. Tanya, over to you.
50.
50. And Becca?
I'm going to go 53.
53. It's a wider range here, you guys. Not as keyed in on NeNe Leakes. And the closest one is whoever said 53 because she's turning 56.
Wow.
And
wow.
Becca gets the point. And Becca now has an insurmountable lead of 4-2. But we're going to do one more anyway. We're going to do one more because it's just kind of fun to kind of take us out of the realm we've been in. National Treasure Dick Van Dyke has a birthday this week. Dick Van Dyke, who goes all the way back to the Dick Van Dyke Show, of course, Mary Poppins.
What year was he born?
Well, that, if I told you that, it would give away his age, so I can't tell you that. But I will give you that he is an older man, Dick Van Dyke.
Tanya, what year was he born, Mom?
Wait, how old is he this week?
So how old is Dick Van Dyke? Who gets to go? I forget.
Is he still
I've lost
with
track.
Us?
Tanya.
Oh, it's Tanya. Yes, he is still with us.
Okay.
I would not do this if he was not.
Okay.
Bob Barker would have been 100 this week, by the way, but we lost him.
89.
89 for Dick Van Dyke. Becca?
I'm going, Dick Van Dyke has got to be in the, 98 range.
98. Going to go Easton.
94.
Becca is the champion of this game because he is 98 years old exactly today.
Thank you so much. Thank you so
much. On Wednesday, he and Taylor Swift share a birthday as...
Legends do.
Legends do. And so ends the birthday game.
Wow, that was exciting. Nice.
A celebrity oracle, Becca Tilly. Oh my
gosh. You know, you get a feeling about people.
Here she goes.
But this ties into your thing about knowing pop culture and knowing celebrities.
When people are going to break up and, pop culture.
And who people are and when they're born.
About, any updates on my list? The breakups?
Let's check the old list here.
You know, you always hate to see it happen, but...
Has there been a major breakup recently? I don't think so.
No.
Becca's couple predictions. Here we are. Okay. I mean, Nick and Priyanka still there.
Yeah.
Although 10 years on them is what you gave
them.
Yeah,
they have a few more years.
Joe and Sophie, long game. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I was wrong about that.
Yeah, that's gone. Yeah, it didn't happen. I don't know. I mean, Harry and Meghan, you said 10 years. There's been no updates on these that I'm aware
of. Okay.
Yeah.
Still, it's a stagnant list
right
now.
Will and Jada, 5 years. That one's kind of in flux, it seems like.
Okay, but like...
I'm like, are they even really together?
Like,
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, what's happening?
It's so crazy. Oh, and Taylor and Travis will be over by next October 2nd. So that'll be interesting.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm eating my words a little bit on that one.
It's not your words, it's your feeling.
I know, but now that I've seen them together...
Was your feeling changing?
A little bit.
And that interview, too, where she said metal as hell or something.
Yeah, metal as hell, which I don't know if I can adopt that slang.
We all should.
Did anybody see my great rendition of the Taylor Swift Time magazine?
Oh, I did see that, yeah.
The lowest res Time magazine logo you could find.
Yeah, like...
The pixels are a mile wide, baby.
the hand not being cleanly photoshopped kills me. That really got me.
Did you do this, Tanya?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't even know how to do that.
Like the hand being cupped, but seeing the wall.
Yeah.
Wait, I just have to play some of the audio because Robbie took this video of me and it's too good. So hold on.
Yeah, okay. Hip up, higher. Okay, no, don't smile so much. No, smile less. Okay. Yeah, no, more, a little less, whatever you're doing there.
He kept going, be fierce. And I'm like, I have two things. I have smile and not smile.
I would love if you played that and said, guess what we were doing? What's the context of this?
That's funny. That's what you should have done. Yeah, just the audio.
Yeah. Next a little time. Less of whatever you're doing right there. A little more. It took it's like a 30-minute photo shoot. So.
Wow.
Yeah. It
came out great.
Thank you.
Sincerely, it looks good.
Wow. He said the pixels are my one. We do have an episode this Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. We're going to be diving into the holidays. Just
diving straight in.
Yeah.
So, we'll be back on Thursday and we truly cannot wait.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but here's a big tease for that episode. It's only going to have one commercial break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For everyone who hates commercials, you know, baby.
I have to say, because I listened to Call Her Daddy and her show, because everyone goes, it takes forever to get to the show. There's so many ads before, which, by the way, we don't have anything to do with that. Oh, but also,
I was like, yes, we do have that in ours.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm saying I've listened to multiple podcasts recently and they all start with like three ads at least.
Yeah.
So it's okay. You just 15 second.
No, you listen to each one and you write down who the sponsor is and you support them.
I love that Becca's like discovering podcasts now. She's like, I listen to three other podcasts and they have it too.
One thing about me.
Welcome to 2023.
One thing about me, I can tell you about podcasts.
Now.
Right now.
Yeah.
And it's that they all start with some ads that we encourage you all to thoroughly listen through all of them.
Yes.
Thank you so much for the support.
And we'll talk to you later.
Yeah, be back Thursday.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails? Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.